Today is going to be a topic that we both sort of stumbled upon. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were thinking about things because, like, oh my gosh, it was better back then. It was this, it was that. What was the then? Are you talking 20, 30, 40? Were you talking last week? Were you talking, I don't know.
Before cars?
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that. Yeah, before the Industrial Revolution, where's your back then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we decided to settle on 1994. Let's think about, just very quickly, I'm sure anybody who's listening to this podcast was probably alive back then. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe. And if you weren't, then I think it's worth talking about because it's one of those, like my grandparents. Well, you know,
yes.
Didn't even have telephones.
Well, The funny thing when you say 1994, mm-hmm. I think 1994 was yesterday. It seems like it wasn't like a million years ago, but it was. It was 40, 50, 50. No, no.
1994.
No, I know. I'm trying to figure out how many. 30 years ago.
It was 30 years ago.
Yeah, but I can. It seems like it wasn't that long ago.
That's the year I got divorced. So wow. That, I can't even believe I've been divorced that long.
You've been divorced 30 years?
Yeah.
And you're still like, what, 40?
68 and a half, baby, as of today. So, as of recently. But 1994, this article, it's from Wired Magazine, who, they have wonderful articles, very well written and researched. And I just like this one because I thought, 1994, what was going on back then? Well, that was before the internet took hold.
Big
right?
Change in the world from 1994 to now.
That's right. In fact, wow. I remember I told you this story last week when we discussed talking about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in 1994, I was coming back from a ski trip. I was in Aspen and I was on this plane next to a gentleman who I ended up eventually dating, but he was talking about, I was asking, what do you do? You know, we're talking about our different careers. And he was saying, you know, he was in this particular thing and he just sold his company. He was celebrating that this weekend. And but he was going to be getting involved in this thing that people are all talking about, this World Wide Web. And that's how he talked about it.
Oh,
and he
my
was on
God.
The cutting edge. I
mean,
he wasn't an engineer, you know, in a garage in Silicon Valley, but he was on the cutting edge of investing and getting into that with both feet. And this was 1994. And I said, World Wide Web? Well, what does that mean? I said, I read a little something like, oh, we can all talk to each other or something. And that was the infancy.
Wow.
And everything was different. It wasn't.
So different.
We had cell phones. We did. I mean, not everybody had mm-hmm. a mobile phone.
Right.
He's like, oh, well, how can I get hold of you? And I said, well, here's my landline.
Right.
You know, my home phone. I didn't even say landline. I said home phone.
Right.
And here's, well, my new mobile phone number.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember the exact year mobile phones started hitting the market.
Yeah.
But the web, look at what it's done.
Good
and bad.
Yeah, good and bad. Everything. It's done everything.
Do you think the good outweighs the bad?
Boy. That's a question that everybody can answer for themselves. But overall, probably for the better, but not by much.
Right.
Because some things have been so very, very negative.
Yes.
I mean, the social media aspect of and how people have abused it,
right.
That's very, very bad.
Yeah, that's dark. And the dark web.
And the dark web,
mm-hmm.
which has been deleterious to more people than they even know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know that it's been bad for me, you
right.
know, my ID being stolen and a lot of people who don't even know yet.
That's
is
right.
On the dark web. So I don't know. But music, movies, TV, cultural output was good. We had a lot of great movies.
The access of instant information is fabulous.
Yeah, well, there is that.
I mean, there's pros and cons. We could talk about both. So pros are definitely just getting info fast.
And be able to connect with your family.
Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
And old friends how would I have ever found them?
Facebook
yeah.
and
yeah.
so many vehicles you can use. It's amazing how much information you can get in seconds.
Mm-hmm. And that's the good and bad part.
Right.
Right. So
that's
true. I guess every
that's
time
true.
We bring something up, it will be like, that's the good and bad part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the good part is... Yeah, being able to get information and stuff like that. And then the bad part is, and then other people can get information about you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ones you don't want to information about you. Yeah, like, oh, hi, remember me? Like,
uh-huh.
No, even though you do. yeah, but why? Why are you contacting me? You know, stuff like that. So I don't know. I was watching, I mean, it was MTV. MTV was the big thing. Cable was huge, you know, the big thing. Everybody, if you didn't have cable at that point, it was like, oh, you got to get cable because we wanted to watch MTV because that had made a debut in the 80s, you know. So Nirvana, Dumb and Dumber, My So-Called Life. Oh, gosh. Let's see what else. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Those are just some of the films that were out there.
Oh, in 94? Oh, God, I have other ones, too.
Yeah, Legends of the Fall, Clerks, Interview with the Vampire. There were a lot of pop culture things that were
kind of
fun.
Institutional, like Friends. Friends was 94.
Oh, is that when that debuted? Mm-hmm.
And you said Pulp Fiction, right?
Did I say Pulp Fiction?
That was 94.
Oh, it could have been. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic, you mean?
Jurassic, yeah. Oh, I thought it was Jurassic.
You said Jurassic. I'm okay, what? Is that a different era?
Jurassic Park. Okay. Some Nelson Mandela was elected president.
Oh, that was big.
Mm-hmm.
Apartheid, yeah.
Right, that was a big historical moment. The earthquake in San Fernando Valley that killed 57 people.
Oh.
Remember that?
I kind of do.
Northridge? I do, because we had just moved here. Well, we moved here in 90, but I used to live right in that area, and I was like, ooh.
So it really resonated. Yeah. I remember, because right after we moved back here, you know, from California, and that was 89, the next year, the Bay Bridge, that whole thing. Wasn't it the next year, 1990, it happened, the following,
I believe so, because we moved here in 90, and we had moved here before the earthquake in Northern Cal.
Right, and so that's why that resonated with me, and of course, this would, so that was 94. For you.
Interestingly enough, it's interesting that the internet really was born in 94, because that's when big box stores started taking over.
Oh, like Circuit City or...
Mm-hmm. It was the first year that chain bookstores outsold independent bookstores. Isn't that sad?
Oh, see, now that's the downside.
The big box thing is sad.
Yeah. And
the birth of that.
Yeah. It kind of is, because then, let's see, who would that be? That would be like, who was selling, was that Amazon? Was Amazon already
Amazon
around?
Amazon was born in 1994, so we weren't really into Amazon yet, but it said the birth of Amazon was 1994.
But I guess those big box bookstores were starting to.
The big box bookstores, like, and then all the, so many big box stores in different categories wiped out so many mom and pops.
Yeah, bookstores. Yeah. Which bookstores are sacred, especially the mom and pop ones to me.
I know. We're so fortunate. We have a darling bookstore with amazing service right in our little town. But then I think Amazon, not back in 94, but the birth of Amazon has created now more Amazon business. I don't know how much the business they do compared to big box, but they're competing against big box now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, Madonna was on Letterman, and she used the F word 14 times.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I remember hearing about it, because I could never stay up that late back then, but I did hear about it. I remember us talking about it on the air, and just thinking that it was really a come down for her, and it was really trashy, and then why would she do that, and why was she just trying to be bold? And
It was funny, because when I was researching 1994, that's one of the big things that came up.
Yeah.
So I guess it was a big deal back then.
Yeah, and Letterman, I remember him being very uncomfortable.
Oh.
I mean, he was just like...
Why do you have to say that?
Yeah.
You know you can't swear on TV.
Yeah, get
especially
attention.
Especially then, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was like, oh, on cable I can swear.
Oh, right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so they were just trying to make the point of, oh, you know, network TV is so behind.
Oh.
Which, like, oh, come on. Yeah. Apples and oranges, then go on cable and swear your ass off.
Right.
Okay?
I agree. Interestingly enough, they had the 25th year celebration of the Woodstock Festival, and 350,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, up in Woodstock.
So they, it was at Woodstock.
In 1994. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, well, I wonder, does it say who performed? Is it on that list? No. Okay, I'd be curious. I mean, of course, it wouldn't be the same people.
No.
Some of them, maybe.
Oh, yeah. And Lion King.
Oh,
look how impactful that's been.
Okay, well, see now, yeah, that's
and that was a
cool.
positive because it's still hot.
Yeah, has nothing really to do with the internet.
No,
showing up, but that was 1994,
right? And Forrest Gump.
Oh, that was the year that came mm-hmm. out. Okay, huh?
If anybody remembers 1994, their world was about to change from that point on,
and it did.
And I think things were infancy because when you think about going back on the internet back then, remember how it was so frustrating.
Oh, the dial-up. Oh, you know what I'll do?
The dial-up.
Yeah, I'll pull up that sound because I know where I can get that sound effect.
Really?
Yeah. Remember the...
Yes. And it was like, when are we going to get on?
Yeah.
And now it's amazing. It's so fast.
And then you almost had like envy from the person who got the faster.
Right.
Remember? And it was like, oh, I'm still on dial-up.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
And that moved past 1994, because I remember that dial-up, still being around in, like, 1998.
Right.
See, that was 1994. We weren't worrying about that.
No.
Like, my dial-up's too slow. We were just still...
We're just like, wow.
9-inch nails. You know, remember that? Like, crazy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And then I always think of that song, 1999.
Oh,
with Prince.
Yeah.
And when
which
it
came out in the 80s.
I was going to say, when it came out, we just thought 1999 was so never going to happen.
Far away.
It was like, oh, 1999. What is he talking about?
And yeah. Now, it did seem like it would be forever ago because I think it came out, 1984 or something?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s. And it goes fast forward to the song 2025.
Oh, which we've covered.
Most everything happened mm-hmm. by now. Which is crazy, but also in
well, not quite. We still need our teeth. We still need our eyes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
I know.
We're still telling lies. Won't tell no lies. No, we're still telling lies.
But the web opened up to what is now AI. Like it helped us get to that point, good or bad,
mm-hmm.
which is the next craziest thing happening in technology, I think.
Right, but the one thing. With regard to online that sets 1994 apart from all the others, it's the last calendar year not really captured online because there wasn't the World Wide Web to capture 1994 online.
See. Document it.
Yes. So going forward, there is that, and of course the name escapes me now that I'm trying to think of it, but there's that service, not a service, but it's really something that you can donate to that the Wayback Machine scraping the websites and the information that is online.
And storing it.
And you can donate to the Wayback Machine, by the way, if you would like to. I would suggest that you do. That's how I found. Remember when I couldn't get my lisadominique.com? It went away. And mm-hmm. I said, what? And then someone suggested, the Wayback Machine. And I found... I had to go through years and years and years of it scraping my website and the different pages, but I found it. But see, prior to 1994...
Yeah, can't find anything.
No, because it wasn't online.
Right, because nothing was there yet. Wow, that Wayback Machine must be so full. Now, when you say donate, in reference to...
Oh, money. Money to help the people keep Wayback Machine going.
Oh, and who keeps the Wayback Machine?
I don't know exactly who's behind that.
It reminds me of that time travel movie... The Hot Tub Movie.
Oh, Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
I never saw that.
Oh, God.
It was kind of a goofball movie, right?
It was so bad, it was funny. It was so bad, it was good, if that makes any sense.
I think Keanu Reeves is in that, is he?
I can't remember.
Two kind of, one blonde and one dark-haired guy, but yeah.
And I made my husband go to the first one in the theaters,
oh,
and he's like, are you kidding me?
Don't you ever do this to me again.
And then I made him watch two also.
And
they're both terrible, but they were funny. They were just so bad. They were good.
Time well spent.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really.
So when you say the Wayback Machine, I'm like, that Time Machine movie was so.
Oh, no, this is very different.
Yeah.
In fact, I showed you the Wayback Machine and I showed you. I said, look, you can go back in, but it's laborious, but geez, it's there.
Yeah.
Beginning in, I guess, 1995.
There's probably some giant computer room that has a ton of machines that keeps all this info.
Oh, Holly. They're all over the place.
Okay.
And here's another thing. Just going to throw this in because I can't stop it with the environmental stuff. It takes so much energy for all these huge underground some of them, okay, machines, okay, to keep this cool, storing all of our energy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm starting to think, gee, I don't know, maybe I should stop putting so much out. You know, it's part of my self-limiting, mm-hmm, trying not to destroy the
environment. Pollute the environment. Tech pollution.
Exactly. Yeah. Tech energy, oh God, storage, so pollution.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, so, wow. Yeah, there are. They're all over the place.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wish they were all underground because that would at least naturally keep them cool. You know, mm-hmm, if you dug way down in the ground where it's like, what, 50 degrees, like kind of like our basements.
Right.
They're always,
right,
what, 50, 52?
They're always 10, 20 degrees cooler than.
Yeah. I mean, even in the winter, they're like in the 50s. Mm-hmm. So that would help, less energy. Okay. I went off on a little tangent.
That was our big tech talk. Not TED talk, but tech talk.
Tech talk. Oh, can you imagine us doing a TED talk?
Well, I was just thinking of that. Maybe they'll ask us. I'm just kidding. And we still would love to interview anybody famous.
You make me laugh. You make me laugh. American Online, I don't know. There was Netscape Navigator. That was a lot of people's default browser, I guess, because I don't know where that came from, but it launched December 15th, 1994.
Okay.
Okay, and then America Online wouldn't hit 1 million users until 1995.
Oh.
But that's pretty fast growth,
yeah, that's,
I guess.
Pretty fast.
I mean, mm-hmm, especially for a lot of people not even knowing what it is.
And people didn't even have computers at their home at that point.
Oh God, no.
It was like, "Oh, I have to go, you know, into work and work on the computer."
Right. Cuz companies were switching over to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were no Instagram stories. There were no Facebook posts.
Gosh.
People were doing scrapbooking.
Yay.
Yeah, which was cute.
I know.
I mean, time-consuming, but it was cute.
And now with doing all your pictures on your phone, nobody gets photographs. Well, they, you know, of course they download them and they can print photographs, but it's like, oh, look at my phone.
Yeah.
You know.
If you wanted to hear about Woodstock 1994, whatever, that year, it was on MTV or in Rolling Stone.
Oh,
so it's not like you heard about it.
No.
Yeah. Or just regular media.
Right.
Yeah. Not TikTok. There wasn't any of that. I guess it was better because we didn't have to be constantly anxious about having FOMO.
Right.
You know, in every area of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh God, I missed that call. Oh, that text. Oh, that
They're having a party and I wasn't invited.
Exactly. Yeah. If you didn't, you'd have to know about it because you'd either hear it from somebody else in a group later, or you would drive around the block and say, oh, my neighbor's having a party.
Right. Exactly.
But there wasn't that constant, like, pick up my phone, got it. Oh, it's buzzing. Oh, I think I felt, and it's sometimes, even if you don't have it on your body, it's like a phantom buzz.
Oh.
So that's kind of sick.
Yeah.
What else?
It's created a whole world of anxious people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the downside.
All the generations that have been born after 1994, that's their way of life.
1994. Well, and that's, I did have a work, like an IBM, yeah, what was that? That one that everybody had, Think Machine or ThinkPad? Oh. ThinkPad, IBM ThinkPad.
Oh, okay, yep.
That was like the prevailing work laptop.
Okay.
And you were issued that, and I remember getting that when I'd switched out careers, and all of a sudden I was working at a corporate job, and I went, oh, no, this is what I've dreaded my whole life.
Oh, so dreaded.
In broadcasting, nobody asked me, you know, oh, bring this laptop home. Why? Like, why would I? I'm done with work.
Right. Well, not anymore.
And then work continued once you were home. So mm-hmm. That's one way it changed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I resisted email for so long. Finally, based on work, had to, you know, get an email address and start that whole process. And I remember the funny thing about that is email was only through our home computers, mm-hmm. or when we started getting them,
mm-hmm.
but you couldn't get them through your phones. So I would call somebody in the middle of the day and have them go to my house, read all my emails because I was in sales, and then that's how I dealt with it.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. You know, when we were, just a quick note, when I was in France in May of this year, one of the things that one of our guides was talking about, and he was a lifelong Frenchman, you know, and he was our guide for our wine tour. And we got into a lot of little discussions about politics and about French life,
mm-hmm.
American life. And he was talking about how, oh, you know, you guys work all the time. And that's crazy. And he said, we have a law where you can't call or contact anybody after 8 p.m. Any calls after 8 p.m. that have to do with work are, wow, you could be
arrested.
I don't know, quite that strong. You're cited for it. It's like, that's a knock. Wow. I don't know if you're not going to be taken away in handcuffs.
Right, right.
But it was, it's like a law, like you do not. So they don't.
I love that.
And he said, that's the way to live. He said, you guys take calls all hours of the day. He says, I've been with you Americans and this is what you do.
You're just, you know, anxious and, and stressed. Well, didn't you say when you were over there also, nobody's looking at, staring at their phone in the cafes?
Right. They're just, they're conversing with people. Right. They're talking to each other or they're just observing. They're standing, they're sitting at the cafe and they're just looking. Or they've got a book, mm-hmm, or they're reading a book, but they're also just sort of observing life and they're walking around or they're not checking or they're not walking with their phone staring at it.
Getting run over by cars. And
well, and you have driving to be careful because their driving is...
Yeah. You better not be watching your phone when you're walking across the street.
No, because they have all these little cars that take people places and things like that in all those big malls that they right have. And they, yes, you better pay attention. But it was more than that. It was just so relaxed. It was great. But anyway, 1994 was, to tie this all up with a bow, that was the last year of that.
That was then. This is now.
This is now, baby. So, all right. Well, we hope you enjoyed our trip back to pre-internet.
1994.
How it used to be. And how it used to be was a lot less anxious, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's made a difference. It's made inroads in our life. We decided, I think, positive and negative. Mm-hmm. I think we sort of touched on that. Mostly negative. But there are some positive things. So I hate to do that. I don't want to be stuck in one world, you know, and have one foot in the other. But we've got to examine its impact on our life and make sure that it's reined in a way that makes us healthy.
Helps us live our lives more positive, not negative.
That's right. That's right. And that's our takeaway, right?
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate when you guys listen and give us our feedback. Thank you so much. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you guys. So
it is.
Follow us on Instagram, please.
And rate and review.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bye. Adios.
Thanks, Harvey. Ladies Who Question is executive produced and edited by me, Lisa Dominique, and also executive produced by Holly Caulfield. Holly also does most of our research, and Claire Caulfield is in charge of technical assistance and social media. Music, My Lionheart. Sketch music by Florian Manx and Matthew Anderson. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, rate, and review Ladies Who Question on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your thoughts to ladieswhoquestion@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, and our website, ladieswhoquestion.com.
All content discussed on Ladies Who Question are the opinions of Lisa Dominique and Holly Caulfield and should not be construed as advice of any kind. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as advice of any personal or medical issue for yourself or others. This disclaimer also applies to guests or contributors to the podcast.